USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has lost her battle with cancer. The High Court said she was surrounded by her family at her home in Washington. She was nominated to the court by President Clinton in 1993. Ginsburg, seen as part of the liberal wing of the court, has had an impact on gender equality, civil liberties, and pay equity. President Trump reacted to her death after being informed by a reporter on it.
She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life.
Ginsburg's survivors include her two children and four grandchildren. A private interment service will be held at Arlington National Cemetery. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was 87. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed down 244 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
A congresswoman appears to have done an about-face from a pledge she made on television. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
As Democrats and Republicans continue to work out a deal for more COVID relief to the American people, Democratic Congresswoman from Michigan, Alyssa Slotkin, said this on CNN.
They all need to get back in a room, but I just knew that I was not going to go back to my district and walk around and go to the grocery store and have people ask me again about the state of the latest COVID emergency bill and tell them that because of politics, we couldn't get in a room together.
Less than 40 minutes later, she was seen at a Washington, D.C. airport where she refused to answer any questions as to why she was heading home without a deal.
The Mississippi Supreme Court ruled Friday that fearing COVID-19 does not automatically qualify anyone to vote absentee. The decision clarified whether a lower court ruling would have expanded access to absentee ballots. Mississippi, one of a handful of states that has not done so despite the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Danny Masterson made an appearance Friday in Los Angeles Superior Court to face rape charges. A lawyer for the actor of That 70 Show fame said his client is, quote, absolutely not guilty, and that he's faced repeated attempts to politicize the case. Masterson was charged in June for the alleged attack of three women in his California home between 2001 and 2003. The 44-year-old lost his role on the Netflix show The Ranch in 2017 after four women accused him of rape. A number of Amazon employees were bribed to put products online. USA Radio's John Hunt has that report.
Six people allegedly conspired to bribe Amazon employees and contractors in order to gain a competitive advantage on the retailer's marketplace, according to federal prosecutors. The U.S. Department of Justice said those charged posed as consultants and worked with third-party sellers whose products had been previously removed from Amazon Marketplace to get the items back on the platform. The six then paid a total of more than $100,000 each in bribes to at least 10 Amazon employees in exchange for their restoring the banned products or services. The products include household goods, consumer electronics, and dietary supplements. The six accused face up to 5 years in prison for commercial bribery and up to 20 years for wire fraud. They'll appear in court in Seattle on October 15th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Find news anytime on demand at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.